And our high school football preview continues on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor talking now with Rock Ridge head coach Sam Graves, getting set for the 2023 season. Coach Graves, as we start with you, talk to us a little bit about how the summer and preseason work has looked for the Rockets heading into the new season.
The kids are working hard. You know, it's exciting to get back out. You're at that time of year now where you see the light at the end of the tunnel. That sometimes in the summer, it can get a little exhaustive for kids because you're asking them to work, but there's not that reward at the end of the week of a game. So it's exciting now that they can see that is quickly approaching. And they are, where they're working hard. There's some young guys that we're going to have to count on to kind of learn varsity ball and get disciplined in a hurry. And that's been good. We can give them reps for that.
Coming off a quarterfinal appearance a year ago, so you got basically 3 extra weeks with your team a year ago. How much does that help, you think, a deep postseason run getting ready for the next season too?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, those guys, it's good to have that experience. And it's nice having, when you go back and look at it, you almost have a month of extra practices. You know, that's good for those young guys, sophomores, juniors, even freshmen that we kind of give freshmen the option to stick around. And for those guys, it's good to see how we expect things done. And it's good for that culture. I talk all the time about how we don't want to be surprised by the playoffs. And yes, I mean, our state championships are our ultimate goal. But we don't want to be shocked by the playoffs. We want it to be a norm that we're making runs in the playoffs. So we want it to be a built-in culture expectation, if you will.
Now, on the offensive side of things from last year, I know you're losing 2 big playmakers in Peyton Locke and Cam Bonsack. So looking ahead to this season, how are you going to try and replace the production that those two especially provided you on the offensive side of things?
Well, it's tough. I mean, I don't know how you do replace Peyton Locke. He's a state champ, 100-meter rusher sprinter, and you just can't replace that. Yeah, it's going to be tough for us, especially small school football. The name of the game, you know, is getting those big chunk plays. And if you have to go 15, 16 plays down the field perfectly, getting 3 or 4 yards of plays to score, you know, you need those big 50-yard chunk plays to have a good explosive offense. So how do we replace it? We're going to try to spread the ball around. I mean, I know that might be kind of silly to say, but we're hoping that instead of 1 or 2 players being your key big play guys, that if we spread the ball around a little, it makes teams honest and have to defend the field. It really helped I know Landon Wheatley is coming back out. That really helped us. He'll be out at one of those receiver spots. He's just a natural kid with the ball in his hands. He knows what to do. He understands space and how to read defense. So he's a big guy getting back out. So you know, Alex Zarlatanis, Jacob Freiermuth, they're both coming back in the backfield. And Alex is kind of that bell cow type halfback where we can give the ball 25 times if we need to. But Jacob is that speed kind of dynamic or change up off of that. So Jacob will be the guy that kind of brings us that speed aspect. Receivers, you know, we got some guys back with Connor Deem and Reed Mueller and Baylen Lehman.